Hello everyone, welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast where we turn daunting dissertation journeys into achievable milestones. I'm your host, Dr. J, guiding you through each step of your PhD adventure. Today we're diving into a topic that's both a challenge and a turning point in academic writing, identifying and leveraging research gaps. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let me take you back to my own PhD days. I remember sitting in a cozy corner of the library, papers sprawled around me, feeling utterly lost. I had all this research, but I couldn't find that unique angle, that unexplored path that was mine to tread. It was like looking for a hidden door in a wall lined with bookshelves. That moment, that struggle, was my first real encounter with the elusive research gap. Now, what exactly is a research gap? Think of it as an uncharted territory in the vast map of existing knowledge. It's that question not yet asked, that area not yet explored. Finding this gap is crucial, not just for adding new knowledge to your field, but for giving your dissertation a clear direction and purpose. Today, we'll unravel the mysteries of identifying these gaps, understanding why they're pivotal in academic writing, and how spotting them can transform your dissertation from a mere collection of information to a meaningful contribution to your field. Stay tuned as we unlock the secrets to spotting and filling these research gaps, making your research journey not just successful, but truly impactful. All right, let's break it down. What is a research gap? Picture a puzzle, a big one with thousands of pieces. Now imagine there's a piece missing. That's your research gap. It's an unanswered question, something that hasn't been studied yet, or maybe a new angle on an old topic. It's like finding a blank space in a colorful tapestry of knowledge. Our job as researchers is to notice these blank spaces and fill them in. Simple, right? Now, why is this important? Identifying these gaps is like finding treasure in academia. It's how we add new pieces to the puzzle. Without finding and filling these gaps, we just keep retreading old ground. But when we do find them, we contribute something new and valuable. We expand the horizons of understanding in our field. And that's not just good for our dissertations, it's good for the growth of knowledge itself. Let's look at some examples. In medicine, a significant research gap was the link between certain lifestyles and heart diseases. Before this was explored, we knew less about how to prevent heart problems. In technology, think about the early days of the internet. There was a huge gap in understanding how it could be used for more than just academic and military purposes. Spotting this gap led to the internet as we know it today, touching every aspect of our lives. In each field, these gaps are the doorways to innovation and advancement. When we find and fill them, we're not just writing a dissertation, we're writing history. Okay, let's dive deeper into the practicalities of finding those elusive research gaps. It's like beginning a quest where your main tools are curiosity and a keen eye for details. Start with comprehensive literature reviews. This means not just skimming through the materials, but dissecting them. Look for themes, trends, and most importantly, questions that haven't been asked yet. It's like being a detective, sifting through clues and piecing together a puzzle. What are the topics that seem to have been left untouched? What areas lack recent studies or have conflicting findings? These are your gold mines. But it's not just about what you read, it's also about who you talk to. Engage with your mentors and peers. These discussions can be incredibly enlightening. Sometimes a casual conversation can reveal a perspective you hadn't considered. Your academic network is a resource pool. Tap into it. They can offer insights into trends and gaps that you might have overlooked. Remember, two heads or more are often better than one. Now, facing challenges is part of the process. Information overload is a real thing in today's digital age. You have access to an ocean of data, which can be as overwhelming as it is beneficial. To manage this, create a systematic approach to your research. This could mean using software tools to organize your literature or setting specific objectives for each reading session. Breaking down your research into manageable chunks can help you avoid feeling swamped. Another common obstacle is the specificity of some fields. In niche areas, it might seem like everything that could be studied has been studied. But don't be discouraged. These fields often have the most intriguing gaps, hidden in plain sight. To find these, you might need to dig deeper and think more creatively. Don't just look at what's been done, look at how it's been done. Are there methodologies that haven't been applied to this subject? Perspectives that haven't been considered? To overcome these challenges, here are some strategies. Organizing your research is key. Create categories or themes within your topic. This structured approach can help you spot patterns and, consequently, gaps. Also, don't hesitate to narrow down your focus. Sometimes the most significant discoveries are in the details. And lastly, keep an open mind. Be ready to venture down the less trodden path. The most exciting and valuable gaps are often found in unexpected places. Every major breakthrough in history began with someone noticing a gap others overlooked. Found a research gap? Here's how to tackle it. Think of it as a puzzle piece you're about to place. First, grasp the big picture. Why is this gap here? What's its significance in the broader landscape of your field? This insight is key. Next, brainstorm. There are many angles from which you can approach this gap. Consider each one. It's like plotting different routes on a map before embarking on a journey. Understand the pros and cons of each approach. This phase is crucial for laying a solid foundation for your research. It requires creativity and a bit of daring. Don't rush it. Take your time to mull over your options. Once you have a direction, it's time to craft your research question. This isn't just any question. It's the beacon that will guide your entire research process. It should be clear, concise, and directly tied to your identified gap. What exactly are you trying to uncover or solve? Make sure your question is specific and focused. It should push the boundaries of existing knowledge, but remain grounded in what's achievable with your resources and time. Think of this question as a mission statement for your research. It should be challenging, yet manageable, ambitious, yet realistic. A good research question will keep you on track and ensure your research is meaningful. Now let's map out your research plan. This is where you get into the nitty-gritty of how you'll address your research question. Will you conduct interviews, surveys, or experiments? Each choice should be strategically aligned with your goal. Consider your methodology carefully. It's the vehicle that will carry your research forward. Next, contemplate your expected outcomes. What are you aiming to discover, prove, or disprove? Planning your expected outcomes isn't about predicting the future. It's about having a clear goal in sight. This stage of planning is dynamic. It's where you prepare to dive into the unknown, equipped with a clear plan, but also ready to adapt and evolve as your research unfolds. Remember, flexibility is just as important as a well-thought-out plan. Be prepared for surprises and learning opportunities along the way. Let's get personal for a moment. Picture this. It's late at night and I'm surrounded by a sea of research papers, the clock ticking away. Meanwhile, my family's life goes on in the next room. Balancing my research with family and work wasn't just a challenge, it was my daily reality. I remember this one evening, trying to write while helping my kids with their homework. The blend of roles, researcher and parent, was overwhelming at times, but it taught me something invaluable, the art of juggling responsibilities without losing sight of what matters most. It was a delicate dance of prioritizing, sometimes minute by minute, between the needs of my research and the needs of my family. Here's what I learned about balancing this act. First, strict time management is key. Plan your days, but be realistic. You can't clone yourself, so allocate blocks of time for research, work, and family. Use digital tools like calendars and apps to keep track of everything. It's a lifesaver. Second, learn to say no. You can't attend every meeting or social event. Prioritize what's essential. Also, remember to carve out me time. It's not selfish, it's necessary. Lastly, communicate with your loved ones and colleagues. Let them know your schedule and your goals. Their understanding and support can make a huge difference in your journey. And to each one of you listening, embarking on this journey of research while balancing life's many roles, here's my message. You're achieving something remarkable. This journey is tough, sure, but it's also empowering. You're not just contributing to your field, you're growing, evolving, becoming more resilient. Each day you manage this balancing act, you're building skills that go beyond research patience, time management, and perseverance. So keep going. The road may be bumpy, but the satisfaction of reaching your destination, of making your unique contribution to the world's knowledge, is unparalleled. Remember, you're not just a researcher, you're a pioneer, charting new territories in both your professional and personal life, and that's something to be incredibly proud of. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap. We've talked about identifying and filling research gaps, balancing research with life, and the importance of each step in your academic journey. Remember, every question you ask, every gap you fill, adds a valuable piece to the puzzle of knowledge. Your journey is more than just a dissertation. It's a contribution to your field and a testament to your dedication. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. And before I sign off, a special resource for you. Dr. Anthony Robinson's playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less. It's a game changer, especially if you're pressed for time. Dr. Robinson completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. Download it at writerser.com/playbook. Stay curious, stay dedicated, and remember, your research journey is a path to personal and professional growth. Keep pushing boundaries. Until next time, keep making your mark.